This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. U.S. President Joe Biden and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky met Friday in France while attending ceremonies marking the 80th anniversary of D-Day. Biden apologized to Zelensky for the weeks of not knowing if more assistance would come. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
I apologize for the those weeks of not knowing what's going to happen in terms of funding.
The president assured Volodymyr Zelensky more aid will flow and the U.S. will stand with Ukraine.
We're still in completely, thoroughly.
As Ukraine tries to fight off an intense Russian push in the east, Zelensky says American backing is vital.
Like it was during World War II, how the United States helped to save human lives, to save Europe, and we count on your continuing support.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres added Israel's military to a global list of offenders for committing violations against children. Israel's UN envoy, Gilad Erdan, posted a video on social media of him responding to the courtesy phone call.
I am utterly shocked and disgusted by this shameful decision of the Secretary General. You know that Israel's army is the most moral army in the world. And I have to tell you another thing. The only one who is blacklisted today is the Secretary General.
UN spokesperson Stefan Duzaric criticized the video.
Ambassador Erdogan's video recording of that phone call and the partial release of that recording on Twitter is shocking and unacceptable, and frankly something I've never seen in my 24 years serving this organization.
Hamas, a U.S.-designated terrorist group, and